UNDP support for the elections, in fact, goes back many years, because UNDP was a player in the first elections in Timor-Leste in 2001-2002. At that time, in fact, the elections were run by the United Nations. Since then, there's been very significant capacity development, and we're now in a situation where, 10 years later, the Timor-Leste electoral management bodies are running the elections themselves, with support from UNDP and from UNMIT, the peacekeeping mission in Timor-Leste. But it is something that is increasingly being run by them, with fairly limited technical support from the UN, including UNDP.
And how do you foresee the upcoming elections going?
I think the elections will go well. In the different aspects to that, of course. The most immediate concern is, will there be violence or will there not be violence? As we know, the reason why we've had successive peacekeeping missions in Timor-Leste is that there was violence in 1999, again in 2006. But I think since 2006, the whole situation in Timor-Leste has indeed stabilized. Institutions are much stronger than they were before. And therefore, I think we should look forward to elections that would be largely peaceful. The other aspect, of course, is the technical side of an electoral process. And here again, as a result of the capacity development that has taken place over the past several years, I'm very confident that the electoral management bodies, in fact, will pull this off very successfully.
Speaking of law and order, how is UNDP helping Timor-Leste when it comes to its justice system?
That's, again, an area where UNDP has been involved for more than a decade. The support started immediately after the violence in 1999. It was a little fragmented at that time. Since then, it's become a real professional program, and in fact has recently been identified as one of the top UN programs globally in terms of building capacity. The justice system in Timor-Leste was essentially non-existent in 2000. Now there's a so-called legal training center that has trained a significant number of judicial personnel, and they have now taken over roles and responsibilities in the courts, in the public prosecutor's office, etc., replacing expatriate personnel.
How will the departure of the United Nations Integrated Mission in Timor-Leste affect any of these programs?
Well, obviously, this is a challenge because UNMIT has a very broad mandate, including in the areas of electoral support and justice. So we have just recently taken an initiative to try to generate donor support for an expansion of the programs of the UN agencies, including UNDP, in the areas of electoral support and justice.
What are the biggest needs now for the country?
I think we can safely say that the period of conflict is now behind us, and the main challenges of Timor-Leste now have to do with development, challenging the issue of poverty. We still, by the latest figures, estimate that more than 40% of the population live below the poverty line. We still have serious problems with malnutrition and stunting in children. We still have problems with a lack of equity in the development process, with a focus more on the urban areas and with the benefits not flowing yet to the rural areas. It's something that the government is very much aware of, and we are working with them to try to move the process towards more equitable development.